So good afternoon. It's a beautiful, another beautiful day in Indio, and we've got the Career Builder Challenge golf tournament going on. But today at Shadow Hills, we're going to talk about bocce ball. And my special guest today is Rick Holla, who is the president of the Bocce Ball Club. Rick, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.
And so I'd like to start these off with a little personal. How long have you lived in Shadow Hills?
We've lived here for about a year and a half, since August of 2014.
Are you retired or are you still?
No, I'm still working. I sell real estate for a local company here.
I see. And I know a little bit about, tell me about your experience with bocce ball and why you came here.
Before I came to Shadow Hills, we moved here from Laguna Beach. And in Laguna Beach, there was a lawn bowling club right overlooking the ocean. And every time I drove by it, I was thinking, you know, when I get close to retirement age, I would like to get involved with something similar to that. So my wife and I checked out quite a few different communities throughout Southern California, the active adult lifestyle communities, and bocce ball seemed to be in each of those communities, and that very much appealed to me because I thought it was very similar to lawn bowling, which it is. And I thought Shadow Hills had a nice setup. There's a couple courts here at the Santa Rosa clubhouse, and then there's 5 courts over at Montecito.
Mm-hmm. And most people have heard of bocce ball, but they don't really know about it. So in a few words, would you just describe the game?
It's like bowling. It can be an individual sport or a team sport. Our Bocce Buddies Club, that it's called, is a team sport. We have 4 people. We have 2 people per team and 4 people on a court. We are currently playing over at the Montecito Club. There's 5 courts over there, and this morning we had all 5 courts filled. We had 20 people there. It was a great turnout. Bocce ball, the object of the game is you have a little ball that's the size of a pool ball, like a billiard ball. And you have a larger ball that's maybe the size of a small cantaloupe or a large grapefruit, and you throw the ball and try to get it the closest to the small palina is what it's called. And it's a very, it's not a stress, it's a very easy game to play. And it's a very social game to play. That's another reason why I got involved with the club, because we get to meet a lot of the neighbors that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all wonderful, friendly. It's just a very friendly game. Our particular club here is non-competitive. What we do each morning is that we start out and we have a deck of cards and we draw cards. And then we pick our teams from those cards so that each week nobody's playing with the same people. Mm-hmm. So it really mixes it up, and then everybody gets to meet everybody else and talk to them and, you know, tell them about the best place to go for happy hour or whatever, you know.
So most people listening to this podcast probably have never played. Do you have a level for people who haven't played and then more experienced?
Or? Not right now. It's a very easy game to play. What we do with newcomers is they get to join any one of the groups, and then the people there, we all just help teach them how to play, and it's very simple to learn. Mm-hmm. The rules are pretty basic, pretty simple, and it's just getting to know the technique on how to throw the ball and get the distance down and the direction and that kind of stuff.
And what days do you meet?
We meet on Monday and Friday mornings at 8:30 and on Tuesday evenings at 6:30.
Okay, and are all the meetings at the Montecito?
They're all at the Montecito. We used to be over here at the Santa Rosa, but now they're all over at the Montecito because there's only 2 courts here at Santa Rosa.
Approximately how many people will turn out on a given day?
Mondays and Friday mornings right now in season is the most active time. And we generally have anywhere from, let's say, 12 to 20 people. Mm-hmm. Tuesday evenings, not quite as many people. Sometimes we only fill up 1 court.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 4 people, sometimes 6 or 8. But Mondays and Friday mornings are definitely more active. And then in the summertime, last summer we started a little bit earlier on Monday and Friday mornings and played. We started at 8 o'clock to try to beat the heat a little bit. And then in the evenings we were playing at 7 o'clock to kind of miss some of the heat. But I don't know if a half hour makes that much of a difference.
Okay. And this is just a playing club. You don't have dues and you don't have meetings.
Yes, our particular club has no dues. You just come and show up. You do have to fill out a membership form for the HOA and a waiver liability form for the HOA, which you need to do for any of the clubs. And we don't. There's no dues paying. We don't collect any money. A lot of us have our own sets of balls, but if there are not enough sets, we go over to the clubhouse and pick up a set that we can use.
Okay, well, thank you for telling us about bocce ball, and I think that you'll find there'll be some more players coming out in the future.
I would encourage anyone to come out and join us. It's fun. You don't have to play every day. Just if you play once a week, it's fine. You know, it's a fun get together.
Great. Okay, thanks very much, Rick.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.